Blog Talk Radio.
I got you, Larry.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. And Stuart here. We got Larry Taylor as our updater. And all kinds of things are going on. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. Where do you want to start? We got just so much going on. Maybe with that Bible code from your friend that we had on. The one on Mike Flynn, General Flynn.
That's pretty interesting, actually. He did that today, or it's actually under construction. Barry Rothman has another Bible code research matrix, and it's entitled Trump Picks General Flynn as National Security Advisor. And what's interesting is the code is, is already projecting this report, and of course, artcode.com, which is Barry Rothman's website, is posting that. And let me, he actually in the matrix found seven wordings, and these, I'll read the wordings and then kind of get you to comment on what you think. Number one, Mike Flynn. Number two, ISIS. Number three, General. Number four, Trump. Five, Russian. Number six, Army grips the inhabitants of. Number seven, Philistia, Palestine.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting because that's already a fact. Now, I know that Trump has, at least this is what we've been told, that he has been on the phone with Putin regarding ISIS. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have.
So this kind of goes along with, how do I word this? There was something going on that Hamas would be taken over by ISIS. Is that what you've heard?
I have not only heard that, if you look deep into Debka file and some of the Israeli press reports, and especially the intel, this has been ongoing for a few months now. ISIS has infiltrated Hamas, and and as a matter of fact, we know that ISIS has infiltrated the desert there between Egypt and Israel, and so ISIS has forces that have basically infiltrated all the terrorist groups, and it's almost like now you just fight ISIS. It's a much more broad terrorism with ISIS than what we've seen before, and this has been ongoing, and that's what's so interesting about this code. And there are reports, of the. And of course, I was talking about the Sinai region by Gaza. And of course, there's also already reports of embedded ISIS terrorists with the Palestinians there in Gaza and the Red Strip. And so, this is not news. It's only news to the Americans that really they don't seem to know much. But it's interesting that this code would come out tying Mike Flynn as being a Trump pick, and this kind of dovetails back into the previous, Barry Hoffman code that he did, the first look at the Trump administration issues, and where we saw the other things. I mean, all of this ties together, and of course, it includes Israel.
Well, on the last one that we talked about, it was about Iran. And Trump and Iran, and of course, I would believe that's probably a reference, a veiled reference maybe, but a reference nonetheless. to Daniel chapter 8, and our sudden, well, Iran has to do something. And now they may be, I think I saw an headline or an article about Trump possibly going after Iran as soon as he gets into office.
All right, you got that right.
Go ahead.
That's a report from the Arab press is reporting that, and also Israel is reporting that through Debka file and some of the other intel releases that they are feeling that the Trump administration, and of course, I have to say, Stuart, you know, not only is Trump involved closely with Netanyahu and Israel and what's going on there, you know, you've got Medvedev, which is the prime minister of Russia, in Israel, and you've got Putin with his ties to Israel, you know, in ways we've never seen before. Now this may be a breaking headline. I don't know. I'm not telling anybody to believe this yet, but there are reports coming out today that Mike Huckabee, who we know is really closely tied with Netanyahu and Israel,
yes,
has possibly been offered the ambassador to Israel slot in the Trump administration, and talking about the U.S. embassy, which is in Tel Aviv, possibly moving to Jerusalem. So this has almost got on a fast track, Stuart. And of course, this is really upsetting to the Muslim population. You know, I guess you can say Trump, and they go berserk. And maybe now, if you say Israel or Jerusalem and temple and embassy, they go double berserk. I don't know. It's getting pretty crazy.
Well, wasn't there a prophecy, and I can't remember who gave it, but I don't think he's ever backed down from it. It's one of these thus saith lords. You got to also be very careful about that. But that Israel was going to all but wipe out the Palestinians.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember that well, and I've got the book that's included that prophecy in it, and that's Henry Gruver is the one that gave that word. And that word is not so much a prophecy as it is. He actually literally gives scriptures for those verses, and there are Torah codes that are indicating that at one point in time, the Palestinian will not be a problem anymore. And, you know, Henry Gruver has never backed down from that. I bought the little booklet that he produced, and what he did, interestingly, and I want to say this because we're in 5777, the Hebrew year. I want to include this because a few years ago when Henry Gruver literally gave this, probably 10 years ago now, and actually gave scriptures, he tied in the end of the Palestinian problem with the beginning of the Kingdom Age. So I find it interesting. We're in that time frame.
Well, there was a rabbi back in the 1200s who did some research on end of days, and he said the Messianic era begins in 5777. Well, here we are. And here we have all these things coming together. We've got reference to a new temple going up. The Daniel chapter 8 seems to be coming into view, and that's a latter-day prophecy. We have Isaiah chapter 17, and folks ought to read chapter 18 because I think that's a reference to us. And then you got Ezekiel 38 and 39. And that kind of leads, now this deal with the Palestinians, as I understand the prophecy, they wipe out every man, woman, and child. Is that correct? Did I read that right?
Other than those that flee, and I know a lot of people say that Palestinians are back in their land. The only problem is, Stuart, that I have with that is every time you dig in the Palestinian territories, all you can find is Jewish stuff, Hebrew stuff, from Israel.
Well,
it's so interesting. But, of course, all of us that have really looked, instead of winking at the situation, we know the Palestinians came from Jordan. We know the Jordanian king threw him out because they were undermining his kingdom.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, we have a lot of nations that are a whole lot bigger than that little sliver of land that we call Israel. And yet it seems like the Arabs, who have huge, vast expanses of land, don't seem to want the Palestinians in their borders. They want to dump them all onto little Israel. So, yeah, and it seems to me, if I remember that prophecy right, the world became incensed when Israel did this. Of course, you go back to the Old Testament, and Israel did it before because the Lord told them to. So the world becomes so incensed, if I remember this right, correct me if it's not, that they have a special meeting, I think, in Brussels or someplace like that, kind of a world court, whatever you want to call it. And America was given a chance to either vote with the world against Israel or abstain or vote against. But they, as I understand it, they voted with the world against Israel, and God considered that the final straw for our demise. Is that correct or not?
It seems that that's the direction that prophecy went in. Now, I haven't read it in a while, so I don't remember that part that much, other than I do remember the mention of the whole world coming against Israel and going to, and I don't know if it's Geneva, Brussels. I'm not sure where they hold them. I want to say Geneva, but I could be wrong. And,
I think you're right. Yep, it is. Geneva.
Yeah, and I can't remember the outcome particularly, but you're right on that, yeah.
Well, this is all getting very, very hot now, because now we're getting all kinds of prophecies, I guess, or statements that Trump is never, ever going to be in the White House. And yet it appears from these Bible codes that he is. Now, if the Lord's hand was upon him so that he got this far, it would seem likely that he'll get the rest of the way. But I've heard some nasty stuff about George Soros and what he has planned and what Hillary Clinton has planned. And I guess she made a remark that she wasn't done yet. What's your take on that?
Well, I think we're hearing a lot of information that, and I was watching a very interesting program with Derek Gilbert on Skywatch the other day. He was interviewing some individuals, and he basically said that the reason that the blue or whatever color that was that the Clintons were wearing right after the election, you know, they came out finally, and she gave that concession speech in that interestingly
purple.
Blue color or
yes.
whatever. That was
purple,
a code,
yep.
And that was a code calling for the revolution.
Okay, so if we heard correctly that there could be tomorrow a Soros-engineered false flag in Chicago?
Well, we're hearing information about that on the 19th, and but, you know, I'm not sure of the timing. It could be the 19th or the 19th of next month. They're not sure on the timing of it. You know, there's, Stuart, you know, and I want to mention this right now, there seems to be so much misinformation and disinformation out there and data that of course, right now is being put out a lot of it from the left. You know, it's hard to pick up on. You've got to really be cautious on the grains of truth that you do pick up and find.
Yeah, I guess all we could say is people need to have a heads up, because they could do this anytime, anywhere, any place, so, and at any location. So, yeah, I guess it's heads up time, because I keep thinking about this. Unless Trump is part of the plan, a wild card, a trump card, a joker, If he is, then he is, how do I say, simply being used, even though he may not know it, by the Illuminati, by the rich men of the earth, and they have set this whole thing up to bring in massive chaos. Now, I have heard that there's more and more information coming out about how they're trying to buy off the Electoral College people so that Hillary Clinton will actually be declared the president after this is over. Have you heard any more on that particular issue? I mean, they could do it. There's no question they can do it.
Yeah, I've been watching that very closely, that movement that they're trying to bring up with the electors to change the vote. And some of the electors are already coming out and chiming in that they do want to change their vote from Trump to Clinton. And what's interesting, though, and let me mention this, I'd like your opinion on this one. There was an individual, I can't remember his name, was on Tucker Carlson this evening on Fox News, and he said something that really caught my attention. He said that the left, they've gone ballistic because they already had Hillary Clinton set in the White House and ready to put the crown on her head, and then all of a sudden, when the electoral was won by Trump, that was their 911. This individual said that was the left's 911, and the establishment, the twin tires of the establishment fell at that point, and they said now they are on the mass attack. In other words, it's Trump is their attack on Iraq. In other words, after 911, you know, the Bushes brought the attack, and they say now that Hillary's loss was their 911, and the towers falling was the establishment's 911, and the whole system now is about to try to bring Trump down before inauguration, and that will be the left's attack on Iraq, if you call it a similitude.
Right. There was somebody that sent me a prophecy, and I wanna bring this to everyone, and I'm not asking anybody to believe any of these, because they are kind of interesting. But one of them was very, very interesting, and it involved that Jade Helm will go into operation this winter. The other one was chaos, and then people were rounded up. Here's the headline. Prophetic Dream warns of mass detention following some chaotic event. In February 2014, I dreamed there was a chaotic event in the United States, and out of this chaos, thousands of people were being lined up to go into a cement building. The chaos was somehow controlled. Everything seemed relatively calm, given the sense of the emergency, which I sent throughout the whole dream. Me, my husband, and my daughter were led into a room within this cement facility. It was not a completely unpleasant experience. We were given a few toys for my daughter to play with, along with various other essential items. After we got comfortable, men in unrecognizable uniforms started negotiating something with us, but we refused to comply. I understood it was so important for us to refuse to comply. Slowly over a period of time, different necessities were taken away from us until eventually we were left alone with nothing except a cold, gray, empty cell, and my daughter was nowhere to be found. And, of course, this is what they do. They separate men from women, husbands from wives, children from their parents, and, of course, if anybody has really followed the FEMA camp, Jade Helm operations, these are extermination camps. Hillary, I saw the clip the other day where she said, well, we're just not going to fool around with those that don't agree with us at these camps. Well, that means you're going to be terminated. You're going to be liquidated. So what we're going to have is a Holocaust similar to what happened back during the war, World War II. So it does make you wonder, doesn't it, Larry, what they really have in mind. But what a I guess one could say a beautiful setup would be either Trump doesn't get elected, that they change the electoral vote. What would be your take on if that happens? I can't imagine the Trump supporters ever going along with that. What's your take if that were to happen? And they claim Hillary is president.
Yeah, my take on that, Stuart, is that they would have the chaos they desire so well and have desired so long. What's interesting, too, if you remember that movie, Armageddon, I don't know if you've watched it yet or not, but, okay, in that movie, the very same thing occurs. You know, you have the false flag, you have the UN involved, the troops, and what's interesting is they do put the adults in different and take away the children, the young ones, and they slaughter the older ones. And it's very clear. And what's so interesting, too, is Chuck Norris's son was involved in that movie. And after that movie came out, he was poisoned.
Now, was he killed or just got sick?
No, very, very sick. Someone rubbed something on the back of his neck. He was at how they have these events where you promote your movie, and that's what he was doing with that movie that, you know, I sent you a copy of. And somebody came by and patted him on the back, and he didn't see him, but they rubbed something on his neck, and he got incredibly ill. And they Chuck Norris is reporting that he had been poisoned. Well,
we just read, too, I think it was it today or yesterday, that a lady had gone down, I can't remember where she went now, Haiti, I think it was, to investigate Clinton.
Yeah, she was investigating the Clinton Foundation, and she investigated human trafficking and trying to tie all that together, and she's dead now.
Yeah, the Clinton kill list is pretty long now. So they wouldn't hesitate to do in Trump. So the only way that Trump is going to make it into office is if the Lord is with him to do
what we thought
maybe from before, right? Set up the simple.
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement with you. I absolutely believe that. The matter of fact, I was shocked they actually had the election, but I think that because they thought they had won the election already, they allowed it to occur, but it didn't come off like they were supposed to. And now they're having to fight the second battle after their 9-1-1 and their plan for false flags and going on into this. It's going to really, I'm serious that it'll take the Lord to maneuver through the chaos. And however this turns out, I don't have a clue. I really just don't.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a deal where people are just going to have to really be watching very alert. Because if we go into chaos, this is the order ab chao of mystery. And this whole thing was probably set up. Now, that doesn't mean Trump is deliberately doing what he's doing. I really do believe that the guy knows that if he doesn't stop this whole thing, he loses everything he's got, including his family. They'll just simply be liquidated. And the same goes for the vast majority of people, because in the United States for sure, because they have to get rid, and they've already marked them out. If you've gone through the fusion centers and the releases of the fusion centers, stuff that FEMA has come out with, stuff that the Department of Homeland Security has come out with, where they're naming Christians, people who believe in Bible prophecy, people who believe in motherhood and apple pie, people who are against abortions, and people who are against whatever the New World Order wants, are simply classified as enemy combatants, rounded up, and executed. So I guess the question is, really, will the American people fight back You know, they said in the Soviet Union when that went down, I think it was Solzhenitsyn, I can't remember his name, who said that.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, he said that had they known what was going on, they would have picked up any weapon available to kill these guys that were coming out and rounding up the families. You know, if you lose a lot of those people who are the police or whoever they are to round up and they start dying left and right, that kind of makes a dent on people being ordered to go out and actually do this. So I, this chaos can be really nasty, can't it? You had a vision about that. But they were mercenaries, were they not?
Yeah, I did have where mercenaries came in and slaughtered, you know, I don't know where the, I don't know when it was, where the town was. It was a community, and I was trying to warn the people that they were coming, and then, of course, I didn't get anywhere, and that's been years ago. I'm surprised you remember that one, but they were mercenaries. They came in and slaughtered the people.
Well, what is kind of interesting is this lady in the vision said that the uniforms were not known. She didn't know what they were. So, yeah, I know, you know, the American people just don't understand how horrific this is going to get. They probably have, they're in denial. They just don't either know or don't care, and they're not going to care until this thing is on their doorstep. And then it's a little too late. Another headline, misleading news or fake news is now in the news. So is your take the same as mine, that this is really the beginning of an attack upon all alternative media, which is simply labeling or calling fake news?
Well, that's I agree with you there, and some of the warnings coming out, and this is coming out of Israel, talking about American censorship. You know, Google, it's reporting Google and Facebook both have what they call censors. Censors are built into the system now that any news that appears to be possibly fake or misleading, and that makes me wonder, what is misleading? Is misleading news that's other than the political correct version? If it is, I know a lot of websites that are in trouble.
Yes, and I think you're absolutely right. Anything that does not agree with the New World Order, communist, Marxist, socialist, Fabian socialist outlook for this new police state called the New World Order is going to be censored out. And what is surprising to me is that Obama actually has already began that maybe a month ago when he said something about, oh, the news was kind of like the wild, wild west, and they were going to have to kind of corral it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that was one of the opening shots. Anyway.
Well, I think you're right, and I think we need to be very watchful because, matter of fact, Matt Drudge with the Drudge Report, and he gets millions of hits a day. I don't even know how many million, but he's been really incredible at breaking news that no one else will break. And he's, you know, already talked. He had interviews reporting that he had been told from insiders in the three-letter agencies that he and others were going to be targeted in the near future, and they would no longer exist as an entity of news.
Well, you remember when I produced Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny?
Yeah.
A long time ago now. Gee, that was back in the late 80s or early 90s. I don't remember when. Well, anyway, what was interesting about that video was that somebody took it to his senator. His senator took it to Washington. The reply he got back, this guy that gave him the blueprint, said, well, it doesn't really matter. They're going to kill them all anyway. That was 30 years ago almost.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. So they already had this well entrenched, this is what's going to happen, and this is probably why Hillary is doing what she's doing. Unless we got the bots switcheroony. Because if they go into the electoral vote system, as I understand it, they can then, if Trump is not around anymore, which is a possibility, they can then switch their votes. And you could even have somebody like this, even Evan McCollum, or whatever his name is, from out there in
Idaho, isn't it? Yeah, I think that was Utah. That's
Utah.
Right, it's Utah. Yeah.
Yep, Utah.
Yeah.
Well, that would really be a surprise, and a switcheroony. So we're just going to have to wait, I guess. You wanted to talk about Tom Horn's Abaddon Ascending. What is that about? I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Well, it's really interesting, and I was watching and tying in with, you know, you were saying, what about, since this Trump thing, what about the rich men? What's their plan? And Tom Horn, he's watching that really closely. He's been watching the Vatican's responses to that, and also the rich men, and his latest report says the global elite are ready for a Biden's ascending. Says World Economic Forum says despite Trump's election, American dominance is over, and we'll have a new world order. And I kind of throw that out to you, Stuart, right here, because it sounds like really, really, really a good time to have some type of a rival in the next few months to do that.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people, we've talked about this before, but this is Project Bluebeam, and the Democratic National Committee operatives wanted a fake arrival with Bluebeam technology to either prevent the election in the first place, which they didn't do, or in the alternative, stop Trump from taking office. So there's got to be something strange really going on, taking place down there in Antarctica, which is where Stan Dale said a lot of this anti-gravity operations are actually taking place. And there's rumor going around that Peary went to meet the so-called Guardians. Have you heard that?
I have heard that. Kerry has gone to Antarctica, and of course, the cover story is that he's sent there to uncover some climate change data and information, and that appears to be the cover story. But you know, we're wondering, what is the Secretary of State Kerry doing in Antarctica of all places? We don't know, but we do know that there are locations there. Of course, Stan Dale, Steve Quayle, and many have come out with a lot of the information about Antarctica and that region of the world, and the very incredible UFO activity in that region, and also, it also would tie in possibly because of the optics there to view an incoming of some kind. So, you know, we don't know, but it's interesting that that's happening right now. And, of course, Obama's out of the country at the moment, too. We're in strange times.
Yeah. What was kind of interesting to me was that they found an artifact. Now, nobody knows what it was in Saudi Arabia. And you remember how Stan Deo talked about an Area 51-type alien base in Saudi Arabia. Well, evidently, they found this artifact there, and it was taken to Antarctica. And then Krill was there, of the Orthodox in the eastern part, and then the Pope. So I don't know what's what that could be, but if they are really, how do I word this, Project Bluebeam, if this is what they're going to do, and remember that Carol Rosen, who worked for Wannar von Braun, was told repeatedly by Von Braun before he died that the last card that the military-industrial complex was going to play on the foisting this stuff on the American people was the alien card. And he kept repeating it. Remember, Carol, it is the alien card that they're going to play. And he said, it's all a lie. So let's take him at his word. Then this would be probably the strong delusion of the Bible, because that's what it is. It's a fake. It's a lie. I wanted to read something here from Dr. Peter Beter. I guess his name is Beter. I always said it was better. Who was an insider's insider. And he reported on stuff that people thought was absolutely bizarre, and it all came true. But I want to read something here because this ties right into Project Bluebeam, and it ties into very high and very advanced technology. Now, a lot of people are going to think this is totally wrong, totally bizarre, but I got news for them. It isn't. I think it's very true, very real. In fact, most of the stuff that this guy ever put out when people thought he was nuts, it came true. So here's one of the things he said. As the autumn of 1977 approached, American beam weapons were nearing operation. Now, I want you to comment on this because you had a vision about this, of some sort of a weapon that was around, I don't, was it by the moon?
It was the other,
Larry?
If I remember right, and this was an experience that I had, I was taken out into outer space and I could see the moon, but I saw something else that was out there that, it appeared to have a weapon of some kind on it. It was the material that covered this entire thing was, which appeared to be some kind of space-based weapon. It appeared to... It was solid dark color that, so if you looked at it, no light would reflect off of it. And I was shown very closely the weapon port as such on this. And it later on, a few years later after I was shown that, and it was facing away from Earth at the time, the whatever it was. But later on, I did see a report on a particle beam weapon, and it appeared to be the same port and drawing that I saw in the space weapon. So, but we've never heard about a space weapon, so we're just guessing. But I did see it. It was out there.
Well, this is what he talks about. He says, as the autumn of 77 approached, American beam weapons were nearing operational status at a secret military base nestled in the Copernicus crater on the moon. But on the night of the harvest moon in September 27th, 1977, the base was attacked and put out of action by the Soviet Union. For 10 years, the Russians had been involved in a crash program to develop a family of particle beam weapons, which fire subatomic particles at a target at virtually the speed of light. A neutron beam weapon filed from an orbiting manned satellite killed all the astronauts at the American moon base. The Russian satellite was partially disabled during that encounter. This was a nuclear-powered satellite, Cosmos 954, which 4 months later created a worldwide sensation by coming to Earth, in northern Canada. Oh, he says it was not a crash, but an emergency landing. The silencing of the secret U.S. moon base was the beginning of a lightning military takeover of space by the Soviet Union. And during the final months of 1977, the Soviet Union deployed a space triad of manned strategic weapons to which the United States has had no counterpart. Now, the only reason I'm bringing that up is because you're familiar with Alternative 3. And Alternative 3 is a joint effort by a number of nations, kind of like CERN. It's a joint effort. Now, Dr. Peter Beter claimed that we surrendered to the Soviet Union years and years and years ago, and that what has been going on with Obama and before that Clinton and before that Bush was that we were being slowly, very slowly acclimated into a Soviet constitution, United Nations. Maybe that is the answer to all of this. This is what's going on now. This is the final coup d'etat, so to speak. And Trump unknowingly is playing right into it without even knowing about it. Anyway, I thought that was very, very interesting. And you also mentioned you want to talk about CERN a little bit. What's going on CERN? I haven't heard a lot about it lately.
Well, there's a lot of operations going on, except the ones that they're not talking about are the most important ones, it seems. And recently, Josh Peck had a report in Tom Horn's magazine. He titled it Preparing for a Quantum Future. And we mentioned this just briefly on, I can't remember, maybe a show or two back, talking about,
yes.
And I very, you know, I had been really interested in the gravitational waves and such because, you know, you brought that up and you began to talk about this gravitational wave, you know, really
yes.
before
yes.
much of it even hit the press. And
yeah, that
you know,
was
read
Dr.
on there.
Paul LaViolette. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, of course, you know, he was saying in theory or from the data he had, but now they've proved it. And what's so interesting, let me read this little short clip here. It says, until now, gravity waves, gravitations, and the gravitational quantum field have been largely speculative or theoretical. Says the detection has been achieved by what they call a LIGO unit. It's a laser interferometer gravitational wave observatory now that they've got that we didn't even know anything about. And said what they're interested in now, said we're opening a window in the universe, a window of gravitational astronomy. Now, see, I didn't even know that was going on until you begin to talk about a gravitational wave and especially talked about one that was coming that might change everything. And then this was...
Yeah. It would.
Communication system to higher dimensions. And they do say, though, that interestingly enough, this detection of gravitational waves actually occurred in time, September 2015. That's when they actually did it. Now, let me read this and get your opinion on this, because this is interesting. In his article and report, it says, quantum computing uses the strange behavior of certain subatomic particles to achieve the impossible. This behavior is known as the quantum entanglement. As of now, quantum entanglement is a complete mystery. When two particles entangle, they have the ability to communicate with one another at instantaneous speeds, even faster than the speed of light. This is thought to be physically impossible because of all the paradoxes faster than light speed is supposed to cause. Now, they tie this into Sternstuart and things that are happening we don't know about, and they make the comment at the point, they say, for example, the closer one accelerates to the speed of light, the slower time moves for the traveler. At the point the traveler reaches the speed of light, time literally stops. And I thought, wow, that means outside of time or where it stops, that would be a doorway or a place to another dimension
yes.
where time, you know, give me your opinion on that. That's really interesting stuff.
Well, I think that's what CERN is all about. I think CERN is attempting not only to punch dimensional holes, but I think at the very end of it, what they would really like to do is the ability to transverse time itself. I think science is already basically of the opinion that the past, obviously the present, and the future all exist at the same time. And this is where I think some people laugh at biblical prophecy or do not understand biblical prophecy because they think maybe prophecy is just prediction and prediction can be wrong. But that's not the case, because the Lord, the creator of all this, sits outside of time and space. He actually created time and space. He says in Isaiah, and put the entire, I guess you could say, material universe into it. He says, I stretched it out like a tent. Well, science calls it the Big Bang. But that's, you'll find that in Isaiah. So he sits outside of this whole thing. And because he sits outside of it, he says, I am Alpha and I am Omega. I know the beginning and the end. Which is true, because sitting outside of time and space, and they all exist, then he sees what happened and writes it down through his prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel. So it's not prediction, it's actual fact. When this thing, when he says something is going to happen, you can take it to the bank. It's going to happen. So it's very, very interesting when you get into this no time, or a eternity. And I've often wondered, if you could get into eternity and could figure out a way where you wanted to punch back in, either in the past or in the future, then you could do it. My only question has been, would the Lord allow that? Would the Creator allow that? Because if you could actually do that, then you could alter prophecy, which cannot be done. You on that.
I'll tell you what, what that takes me back to, though, Stuart, and I'd like your comment on that. It takes me back to the Tower of Babel and Nimrod, and how
there
was something that they were about to do that the Lord said, if they imagine it, they can do it, and it would literally cause peril possibly in heaven. I mean, if they, they would like maybe try to launch an attack on heaven or a higher dimension, those realms. It reminds me, Stuart, and I'm wondering, are we, by using CERN and talking about involving time, is that the same threat that was going on at the time of the Tower of Babel and the Lord moved and brought it down?
I think so. I think absolutely it is. It's identical. There's something within the human race. He said, whatsoever they imagine to do, that can they do. So obviously to the creators, they thought this was a threat somehow. Maybe not to them, but we live in a multiverse. We live in a place of many dimensions. We just happen to be trapped in our time-space dimension here, the time-space continuum. So, but they're punching holes in all of this. And I don't think the Lord's very happy with it. And there was a fellow who was a kind of a prophetic expert. And he said that if you go into Daniel a ways, that it speaks about an actual literal attack upon the throne of God. But it's not successful, of course. And I've often wondered if that's not part of what CERN is, because these guys don't want anything to do with a creator. They want to be kind of autonomous, and they want to run the world any way they want. And so by technology, by punching these holes, and again, of course, you know as well as I do, and most people probably do, that those accelerators really do travel so fast. And we've had pictures coming. You remember, you posted it on your website where they had punched a hole through to another dimension, and there was a star field that they took a picture of.
Absolutely. Another star field, yeah.
That reminds me of Walt Disney's The Black Hole, where this guy was a super scientist and he'd taken a spaceship and he was out there on the event horizon, and they finally decided to go through it. And it was the Messiah that led them through this tunnel as they went into the black hole, and they emerged on a whole nother universe, another star field. We have no idea of what lies ahead, and the Bible says so, that we have no idea what lies ahead for those who love the Lord. So I guess, yeah, it's kind of weird. Before we close out, what's this deal with Russia? He's talking about deploying the Saturn II and then another type of missile called demon missiles to counter Obama's doing?
Apparently to counter, from the information I'm getting, the one they call the demon missile is none other than the Satan II, which is literally a nuclear weapon, of mass proportions. That it's the one that they say can take an entire state out at a time. It's massive. And I was looking up some of this information today, and apparently Putin is moving some of those what they call Satan II missiles around. Matter of fact, I got a report today. It came out of the Daily Mail UK, but the Q Alerts put it up. It says Putin's new hypersonic ballistic missile, the RS-28 Sarmat missile, says it is so fast that it could reach Britain in 13 minutes if fired from Russia. And it's incredibly fast, and this carries the Satan II missiles. He's moving those around. Now, something else, and I'd like your opinion on this. There was a report, and I think you saw it, Koenig International News put it up, and then a few other news reports came out on it. It says the U.S. Navy identified a mystery plane that was over Denver, Colorado, and its mission a classified secret. It says Denver 7 tracked Iron 99 from the west coast to a position over Denver for 1 hour, circling Denver. The mystery plane then left Denver and landed at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma. Now, that it was found out later that this was what they called the Tacomo plane. That's a tactical aircraft. SAC used to have them. And remember, the president's got a plane he flies in that's supposed to be EMP proof and can handle, an EMP or surface burst weapons. And this Tacomo plane, what you wonder is, why is it up and why is it flying? Is there an alert? Is there an emergency that the American people don't know about?
Well, it's very, very interesting that they chose Denver to be circling, because Denver is the new headquarters of the New World Order, which I would presume they're doing that for several reasons. One, tsunamis, because of the coming polar shift, which, by the way, we're in a wobble now that is much greater than it's ever been, and nobody seems to be paying any attention to that. So Denver is on high ground. And you remember the cities that China was building? They were all on high ground, way away from the coast and way away from the known fault lines in China. And so they're all getting ready for this pole shift. And so that's probably why, but that is the headquarters for the New World Order. So naval intelligence or whoever was behind all this, and they were chemtrailing too. As I looked at some of the pictures, looks like they were laying down chemtrails while they circled. And the holding pattern was typical of a holding pattern. As you know, I flew for years and years as a professional aviator. And the circle that they made was a typical holding pattern. So they were obviously looking at something underground, above ground, or they were showing maybe future people where they were going to be running the government from.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think I wish we knew more about that, but that's supposed to be a secret. So, but we know that militarily all over the world right now, there are changes. There's things being changed around, and I'm interested too. I sent you a report from, talking about, when the New Zealand earthquake occurred, I guess last
yes.
week. There's a report now though that there was a mantle rupture involved in that, and what's your take on that?
Well, yeah, they said that there was a ground displacement considerable. As the earth wobbles, Isaiah chapter 24, it's going to go into a wobbling first before it topples over. And you had your vision of a partial topple. And I think that was a warning. What we're seeing right now, and I don't know if people are paying any attention to the sun or the moon, but if you did, and you really went outside and you clocked where it rose and where it set, and then you go out and it varies, and it's varying in ways that it never should do. But yeah, as this wobble increases, as the destroyer comes closer, the wobble is going to change our weather. It's going to change our jet streams. It's going to change ocean currents, which in turn are going to change the climate, and we are headed into some very, very bad times. I don't think there's any question about it now. In fact, I've got an article right here where they say there's a new ice age, and it actually, they're saying it has already arrived. And
well, I'll tell you,
yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention the fact that what's so stark, reality, basically, I remember your classic radio show with Art Bell. It was Art Bell interviewing Stuart Best, and you gave him a
yeah.
layout of a polar shift. I mean, you told him exactly what would occur, and then months later, you remember Art Bell came out with a new book about the polar shift, and they made that into the movie Day After Tomorrow, and we seem to be repeating. Even though that was supposed to be fiction, we seem to be going there.
Yeah, we are. There's no question. We're headed for a polar shift, and I don't think it's very, very far off. I think there's no question that we have entered the last of the last days, and maybe the rabbis are off a little bit on their timing by the book of Enoch. Enoch said that we're off a little bit on our times. But I don't think we're off that much. And there's no question that the destroyer's inbound. And there's no question that we are seeing major changes, not only in the sun, but if people would watch the moon and its brightness and the sun and its brightness. And remember Stan Deo said he believes that we're going to see a change in fuels even. And
yeah.
that the sun could
yeah.
actually literally blank out for a little bit. We got the days of darkness, which could be caused by a space body coming through and blocking the sun for 3 or 4 days, or it could be almost any number of things. When you're dealing with the Creator, He can do whatever He wants. Absolute power. So, any closing comments you want?
Oh my, after what we've talked about tonight, I'm just going to reiterate what I've said already. People need to be watchful and aware. This is not a time to go to sleep. This is a time to stay awake and be watchful.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, and particularly Christians, have gone to sleep because they think Trump is in and everything's going to be okay. I don't think so. I think it might be a little short delay, but I think Trump equates with chaos and the ultimate downfall of the United States. Anyway, how do they reach you, Larry?
Well, the quickest way, Stuart, would be my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Okay, well, I certainly appreciate you coming on and keeping us up to date. And people, you really do need to go visit Larry's website. He just updates it continually, and it's a good place to get all the latest news. And appreciate everybody tuning in and listening, and we'll be with you either Monday or Wednesday, depending on what's happening. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and good night, all.